everyone. This is Peter Grandage. I want to remind you, this is not to be considered investment advice. You should always speak to a licensed financial advisor before making any investment decision and to read all my disclosures. Now, I will be providing a more comprehensive discussion on this topic as we approach the end of the year, and it will also be included in my New Year's commentary. Clients of our planning group may contact me or our team directly for further information. However, please note the following for now. Back in 2021, I strongly suggested a path that almost all chose not to follow, or not all of it. They chose, and I wasn't offended. The idea that gold would outperform stocks and bonds for capital gains, with bonds actually losing value, has been indeed correct so far, though it was an unconventional and surprising prediction to many. I now present what could be more tangible path forward into 2026 and beyond, though I anticipate that some will still strongly oppose it too. But as I come to close out my 42nd year in and around the financial arena, I learned long ago there are only two types in the financial service industry: those who say what they think, or those who say what they think you want to hear and it sells. The industry is full of the latter, and I'm proud to be the exception to the rule, even when it often means less income from business. Unlike at the start of this year, when I felt the U.S. stock market was not likely to fall much and viewed foreign markets, especially China, over it, which was pretty good guess as we approached this year's finish line, I do believe now 2026 and 2027 can see significant losses, or at least at the very minimum, loss of purchasing power that will be especially troublesome for those already retired or just getting by. Capital preservation must be paramount over capital appreciation. In my opinion, the key distinction between success and unsuccessful individuals lies not in how much they earn, but in their ability to minimize losses. While gold and related investments are still okay, cash and liquidity now are my favorite holdings for the new year going forward. Government money markets, CDs, and T-bills are a must for all, in my opinion. The allocation guideline is taking your age as a guide to how much to allocate to those vehicles. An example is if you're 35, then 35% or so is a starting point to consider. If you're 75, then 75% is your barometer. The thinking is the older you are, the least you can afford loss of principal, as a much shorter time frame to make up for such losses will be too hard to overcome. It is still possible to expose your capital to risk. I have, by having large positions in a few junior resource stocks, but I also now have large liquid positions too for opportunities that I believe can present themselves as the economic, social, and political climate deteriorates further. I do think equity index annuities, both for stocks and gold, are a most useful tool for the environment I envision. The ability to share in the upside of those two markets, while at the same time preventing any loss of principal, is very appealing now. I will continue to use my X page as my main channel of communication. However, clients of the planning group are always welcome to reach out directly as well. Finally, as a Catholic Christian, we approach a season when we're more willing to open our hearts and pocketbooks. To me, helping others is required, not optional. Peace be with you.